And now we're the people saying, yeah, but only you can say that word, and you can say this word, and this word. Shut the fuck up, okay? I can say any word I want. I've said faggot 3 times. You've laughed 3 times. You've winked twice. The point is, I love gay people. I have a film from college you'd really like. I love think they should vote, get married, but I have a problem with any gay or straight person that says I can never say faggot because you're not with me 24/7, okay? You wish, homo, but you're not. So let's take an example from one time in my life when I yelled faggot at the top of my lungs, and you people decide if in that moment it had something to do with a hatred of sexuality or a fear of it, Catholic Church, or if maybe from the nearly 500,000 words we have to choose from, it was the perfect word in the perfect place at the perfect time. Okay? Focus, Blondie. There'll be some S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G later. W-H-O-R-E. All right, so here's the thing. It's easier to spell than C-U-M-D-U-M-P-S-T-E-R. The point is, Molly can spell cum dumpster. The point is, every situation is different, so don't be lazy. Let's take an example from one time when I yelled it, okay? You ready? Now, I don't know if you people can tell, but I drink a lot of coffee. I do. You can't always get cocaine, okay? When you're like me, people come up to you on the street, you look like you're out of cocaine. I am out of cocaine! I don't know if you know this, or if you can tell, but I also like my coffee like my serial rapist. I do. I like it black, I like it overpowering, and I like it to leave a bitter taste in my mouth I didn't realize I wanted there the entire time. Okay. But when I go into Starbucks to get a black coffee, yes, I go to Starbucks, all you tree-hugging, granola-crunching, organically grown weirdos, and I'll tell you why. Because Starbucks wins. Starbucks is the first person that came up with cold brew. Has anyone here ever had cold brew? Anyone? Yeah. And that's the hoot you get because it's fucking an addiction, right? It's like fucking crack, and they know. Because if you go into Starbucks to get like a cake pop, not what you're thinking, Kurt. Or like Pike's Roast, they're like, oh, we're out of that, right? But when you order the cold brew and go through that specific order and they say they're out, how do they say it? Like, ooh, we're out, we're sorry. Because they know they failed you as a supplier, right? And then they say something absolutely ridiculous like, well, instead of having that, why don't you just have a regular coffee and put a shot of espresso in it? And you're like, no! No! That's like going to your crack dealer, like, we're out of crack, but here's what you do. Take a cigarette, put a little Splenda on it. No! No! This is my nephew. I'm going to sell him to you. No! No! So you settle for a regular black coffee. You're like, all right, and here's the thing that drives me nuts about black coffee. When you want black coffee in your mouth, you want it right away. Let it go. But I'll tell you something. When you go in there, they have everything but fucking. Now you can listen. But fucking. It's not just a verb. But fucking black coffee. Everything but fucking black coffee, but you have to wait in line behind all these people. And what are they getting? Ridiculous drinks that have no coffee near them. Mocha latte, soy cappuccino, flat white. Flat white? Flat white is what I order in a massage parlor, people, okay? Give me the flat white, bitch. Daddy needs a hand job, okay? You've been here before. Yeah. Little aside from one time I may have been in one. All right. You know you're an absolute creep when you go with a bunch of people and they're like, your friend's been to this before, haven't they? Yeah, whatever. Whatever your slant is on that guy. Now listen. You can play it all night long, people. So you sit there. And you wait behind these people craving that black coffee and you wait 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 and you wait. Then I can sell to me and you, sir, good-looking guy with a hot chick, and I think you're gonna get a black coffee and I can practically taste it in my mouth. You know what I mean. I can practically taste it in my mouth and I'm reaching over you to get my black coffee because you're gonna get one, and what do you order? Can I get a double mocha latte, soy cappuccino with half decaf and no whip? At that moment when I yell at the top of my lungs, get out of the line, faggot! Does that mean I don't like gay people? No! Because at that moment I would suck dick for a cup of black coffee!
Thank you.